show them to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Maaser Tav Chav Daled, and we are starting Chav Gimel Amud Beis about two lines off of the bottom with the words of Chagai Shaul Chavraya and Avil Sursa Daf. It's near the end of Yud Daled Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basim Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Vilna Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others say that this Gemara actually belongs after the next Mishnah, which is in two Daf on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. And because of the Girsa changes that we often find in Yerushalmi, it accidentally got placed here as opposed to later on after the Mishnah. So let's just quote the part of the Mishnah that's going on. The Mishnah says that if a person is walking along the way and he finds ketzias, dried figs, next to a field of ketzias, of figs that are drying, he's allowed to take them. Mutaris mushum gazel. There's no issue of gazel because the bialim were ready miyayish and peturis mina meiser. So picking up on that, Ruchaga shal chavraya, Ruchaga asal chamin beis medrash, ma'ohan pater the tanin hacha. What's this din of pater that we're learning over here? Why are they pater for meisers? So chavtal omer alf on top. Amrulei, they told him mushum oichal ari besadevu pater is because they're in the field and he's allowed to eat them ari when he's next to the field, and they're putter because they haven't yet reached the kriyas for maisis. So Amar Lain, he asked him, "V'kaya sinon masni mishum oichal ari basadavu putter." That's what we need to have a mishnah to tell us. We already know this many times. We already learned previously in the Masech that as long as produce is still in the field and hasn't yet reached the kriyas for maisis, so he's allowed to eat from them ari. That there's no reason to have another mishnah telling us that same din. Elo, rather, says Rav Chagai, mishum hefker. The mishnah is really telling us that they're 100% hefker. Shekanim echnusol bias. Even if he brings them into his house, putter, he doesn't have to take maisir off of them. Usually, you know, once they're right pinei bias, he brings produce into the house, that's a kviyas for maisis. Here it's not, because we're talking about hefker. To Tani, we have a brisa that says, matzal kakal mechobah ba'alin. Let's say he finds a basket of produce, and it's covered with leaves. Asur mishum gazel, it's asur because of gazel, the chayav is maisis, and it's chayav in maisir. And since this brisa was taught on the Mishnah of finding ketzias next to a field of ketzias, it must be that in the ratio of the Mishnah, when we're talking about the ketzias, there's no chayav to take off maisir. That's referring to even if he brings them into his house, they're pater for maisir, and obviously that's only because they're hefker. Now we just analyze this brisa. Asur mishum gazel. Why is there an isur of gazel? Because this is something that has a simen. It's a basket of produce that has leaves on top of it. The leaves are a simen. In chayav v'meiser, why are the chayav v'meiser? Sha'ad achshav das bialim aleil. Because up until now, the das bialim is on it, meaning the owner hasn't given up hope. Since this is something that has a simen, that means the owner still wants it, and it's not hefker, and something that's not hefker, obviously, is not pater for meiser. Now we just ask a hashavas haveda related question. Ad heichan, up until when, is this person who found this basket of produce chayav to keep it? And the answer is akadesh yachol litra min hamuvchar. That's the proper girsa, not mufkar, but muvchar, up until he's able to take truma off of it for the choicest. In other words, as long as his produce is in top-notch shape, and he'd be allowed to take truma from it for other produce in top-notch shape, so he still has to keep it. However, the moment this produce starts going bad, and he would not be allowed to take truma from it for other produce which is good, because that would be considered min aral yafeh, then he doesn't have to watch it anymore. And what does he do with it? That's what we continue saying. Let's say he's not able to take off truma anymore from it for something that's good. He turns it into money and he eats from it. Meaning he takes the value of this produce, he sets that money to the side for the owner when the owner comes back, and then he eats the produce itself. Now we have a question. Rabbi Yehuda asks, Damim mahu shiit b'lu b'mekach. This money that he just exchanged for the produce, would that create a kviyas for maestres? Do we say that it's like he's buying the produce off of the owner and now it's tevel and he would have to take off maaser? Or since the owner would come back right now and he would say, oh, there's my basket of produce. He would demand the produce back and he wouldn't allow the finder to just give him money for it. He would want his produce in the basket. Then maybe it's not considered like a mekach. It's not like a sale and the finder would be allowed to eat from it. All right. And the Gemara tells her, Rav Mana Bayer, Rav Mana asked, answering the question in essence, Haga atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Let's say the fellow had taken some of this produce. Let's just say that it's figs because we like figs in the Gemara and that's what we always talk about. So he had taken one of these figs that he found in the leaf-covered basket and put it in his mouth. Like Mosu, wouldn't it be disgusting at that point in time, the moment he put it in his mouth? Yachul hulachzira, do you think that he'd be able to return it then? Obviously not. So imagine the scenario. You have the fellow who found these figs, he picks one up, starts eating it, and just at that moment, the owner comes by, he says, hey, that's my basket. I can't believe you found it. Give me back all my figs. And the finder says, do you even want the one in my mouth that I just started chewing on? The owner says, of course not. That one I don't want. So right at this stage, Ramana tells us, Im Imrat Kain, if you're going to say this, meaning if you're going to say that before he starts eating the figs and all he did was set aside their value to be returned to the owner, that's not considered like a mekach, it's not considered like he's buying the figs from the owner, wouldn't it turn out that he's eating tevel l'mafreya? Because like what we just said, when he starts eating the figs, then of course they're considered his and the owner wouldn't want them back. And that means that when he's eating them, that's when they become officially his, and that's when the mekach, so to speak, kicks in and becomes chal. However, at that stage, it's already too late to take off truma meiser, like he's eating tevel. And obviously that doesn't make sense to say the person would be chayv in such a situation. Therefore, it has to be, says Rav Mana, that the moment he sets aside money to be used to repay the owner of these figs, that's already considered mekach of these figs, and he would have to take truma meiser off of them. And as we conclude, Hadar Amar, this tells us, damim kemekachim. It's when he sets aside the money, that's considered like a mekach. And moving on to another scenario, the Braiser says, matzal kakala, let's say he finds a basket of produce, and it does not have leaves on it, so he's allowed to keep it. The question is whether or not meiser has to be taken off. So welcome Shari Bachinis al-Shuk, if this is an area where the majority of people bring their produce to the market, and he found it in the market, also lechem ben arai, he's not eat from it arai anymore, because it's already in the market. However, mitakin demai, when he's being mitakin the produce, he wants to separate the necessary trumas and meiser so that he could eat from it, he only does so as if it's demai, which means he's not going to take off truma gedayla, and he's only going to separate the other meisres misafek, and that's because this produce might be from an ama aretz, and it could be that the ama aretz already separated everything. However, welcome shrei machnis alabatim, if this is an area where the majority of people bring their produce into their homes, and this guy's out in the marketplace, mutter loichom mena arai, he's allowed to eat from it arai, because it hasn't yet been brought into a house. And therefore, when takna vadai, when he's bringing it into his home, and he wants to separate trumas and meisres, he does so because it's vadai tevel. But what about the following? Mechtzal mechtza. Half of the people in this area bring their produce to the market to sell, and the other half of the people in this area bring their produce home in order to eat it there. So you have to be machmir like both of these previous scenarios. If he's eating it outside in the market, he's not allowed to eat from it arai, like we said previously, and also metakna demai, he would have to separate meiser only as if it's demai, because maybe it came from an ama aretz. However, chafei alam alaf on the top, machin selabayas, if he's bringing it into his house, so then metakna vadai, he has to take truma meiser off of it as if it's vadai. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this in light of a question that's asked regarding something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.